Hello, I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce.
Despite what you've heard from trendy memes, you are most definitely not enough. Far from it. I know this is hard to hear. I just buried a hatchet in the skull of your favorite sacred cow. But before you display your ignorance by typing angry words into the comment section, let me offer a couple of clues to your inadequacy. In order to stay alive for the next few minutes, you need air. Oxygen is without question your most urgent need. You do not produce oxygen yourself. The most crucial substance to your existence is outside of you. If you were enough, you would crank out the air that you breathe. After oxygen, you need water. Without it, you die in a couple of days. That moisture that keeps you alive doesn't come from inside of you. It is imported from various other sources. If you were enough, you wouldn't need to import anything. I'm going to skip over your need for food because it seems redundant. If you're not understanding my point about air and water, there's no point in mentioning food. Even after you've imported air, water, and food into yourself, it is likely, the chances are one in one, that you will die. There's nothing you can do to live forever. It's a special kind of silliness for a creature who can't sustain its own existence to declare, "I am enough." It is obvious to even the dimmest of wits that you are not enough. And since God is not a dimwit, your lack of enoughness has been obvious to him since the beginning. One of God's hobbies seems to be providing people with everything they need to stay alive. It was Jesus who famously said, "I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die." That's John 6:43. There's a lot of interesting theology in that statement, which I'm going to ignore so I can focus your attention on the word bread. Jesus is comparing himself to the food you eat, which, remember, isn't something you produce by yourself. Regular bread will keep you alive for a week or so. Jesus says he will keep you alive forever. That is not something that you will accomplish on your own. You owe every moment to God. You can't take credit for a millisecond of your life. Your existence, all of it, is borrowed from the source of reality. The Bible speaks often about the importance of giving Jesus credit for your life. When you claim to be enough, you're calling Jesus a liar. And that's a dangerous thing to say about the only person who ever raised himself from the dead. If I were you, I'd take a knee, tell God you're sorry about being arrogant, and ask to be forgiven. Jesus makes forgiveness possible too. It's your call, though. Nobody can force feed you the bread of life. You can keep right on proclaiming that you're enough. I just wanted to let you know that you're wrong, and you're only fooling yourself.